This is the summary of Vedic Math by B. Krishna. Vedic Mathematics by Bharata Krishna Tirthaji, 1884 and 1960. There's an ISBN number for it. It's 358 pages, paperback, or hard and cloth covered available also to be ordered from India. Description. This now famous book has launched 1,000 websites, a highly intelligent and sophisticated system of intuitive or clairvoyant mathematics based on 16 sutras or word formulae. Shankaracharya was invited to America by Paramahansa Yogananda on a world tour in 1958, spreading the ancient message of Vedic mathematics. Originally, Bharati Krishna, Bharati means India, had written 16 volumes or 16 books, a book per sutra. Unfortunately, these books were confirmed lost by a disciple whilst Bharati Krishna was in America, and he was asked by his disciples to quickly write an introduction to Vedic mathematics, as people in mainland India were now imitating this material and claiming psychic powers and not acknowledging the Vedic source. Bharati Krishna's memory was so astute, he was able to dictate the whole contents of this book from mere memory. It is chiefly an introduction to the lost 16 books and implies that there is so much more to come. Currently, India has set up a World Vedic Mathematics Academy and is offering a large reward for the retrieval of these now priceless lost 16 books. I, Jane, believe that my life's work constitutes a body or section of this Vedic material, and I have summarized this into my latest book called In the Next Dimension, The Book of Phi, Volume 2, published July 2003, and is now known as the 17th Sutra, How a Two-Dimensional Magic Square is the Shadow of a Three-Dimensional Crystal, etc. Shankaracharya's chief and current disciple is Maharishi Mahesh Yogi of Transcendental Meditation fame, who most will know as the Beatles' white-haired and bearded guru. Maharishi's spiritual school is churning out child geniuses like the Rain Man. The art of mental calculation is an important way of exercising the brain's mental muscle.